Hello and welcome to another instalment of our occasional podcast called I Wish I Hadn't. I'm Dave Hill.
And I'm John Wyatt. As you can tell from our names, David, Jonathan, we were born in the 1950s, so we've had many years to accumulate embarrassing moments which we now feel happy to share.
The dictionary defines regret as a sorrowful remembrance, a sense of loss. But we're not in the business of sorrow and loss here. We're dealing with those things in life that we might wish had been otherwise, but which we're now prepared to own up to.
Here we are, Dave, in the present.
In the present.
And
Together again at last.
And in the present, because today's subject is going to be presents.
Presents of all sorts, whether that be birthday, whether it be leaving, whether it be Christmas.
That's right.
Whatever it might be, whether it be from...
Given and received.
Given and received from, could be a friend, could be a relative, could be a true love.
Yes, it could be. I mean, for me, you know, it tends to be not given because I'm such an astonishingly good present giver.
Of course.
I don't have anything. So that's not true, though. But so what is the worst present you've ever received?
The worst present I've ever received? Well, I think that's quite difficult to say the worst present I've ever received.
Because you've had so many.
I had quite a few. I mean, my aunt in who moved abroad was notoriously... known for some of the presents that she would send. I think because it was they lived such a long way away, she would always try and send something for Christmas, not necessarily for birthdays, but certainly for Christmas, that was reasonably cheap to send from all that distance away, and small, so it didn't cost too much to post.
Yeah.
So we certainly used to get some interesting presents, considering that they come from such a long way away, you know, the odd sort of two handkerchiefs, or it might be, a colouring book of marsupials, shall we say.
Some koala dung.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So they tended to be interesting presents that...
You never got a didgeridoo.
I never got a didgeridoo, no. It was something that I couldn't even blow my own didgeridoo. Yes.
I think probably the worst present I ever had, when I was a child, we had a party, and I probably would have been about 9 or 10. Mm. One of my friends came, and it was a long, thin thing wrapped in paper. And I thought, I didn't know what it could be. I mean, I was too young for a pool cue. But I opened it up excitedly, and it was a jockey shoehorn.
Very nice, very nice.
It was
indeed,
jockey because it was like a jockey's whip, but it was a shoehorn. And what you don't really need when you're 8 or 9 is a shoehorn.
No, absolutely not. No, I mean, I think you reminded me there of a Christmas. And I can't remember if I've told you this one before, but when I desperately wanted a scale extra set for Christmas.
Yeah.
In fact, it was a scale extra set that I wanted. But I also thought, from the size of the box that this thing came in, I thought, this could possibly be a Subutio set.
Oh, exciting.
From some neighbours, actually. Why I thought neighbours would be buying me a Subutio set, I don't know. But this thing was stashed away at the back of a wardrobe just before Christmas. I remember looking longingly at the fact that it was wrapped and thinking, this is it. This is the way forward. It's going to be something fantastic, this. And I opened it up... on Christmas morning, and unfortunately it was a table tennis set, except for the fact that it was literally two bats, a ball, and like a circle of plastic, like a thin circle of plastic that stood on 2 feet, and you put it on your dining table and you tried to hit the ball through the middle. It would have been great, apart from the fact that the circle of plastic had actually broken, and so it was almost like a sort of a crescent moon with a bit missing out of the middle that was sat on the floor, and all I could do really was get some sellotape and mend it. Unfortunately, as when you mended it, it needed more than just a bit of sellotape, because it would slowly droop down as you were playing, because probably because of my feeble attempts at mending it. But it wasn't it wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't the greatest present in the world that I thought it was going to be.
No.
But, you know, very kind of them. Very
of course
kind
it
of
was.
Try.
Yes.
I remember we had a very nice present from someone. In fact, if you look out of our recording studio here to your left, you'll see on the fence down there, there's a sort of a pottery teapot.
There is.
Which is a very attractive teapot.
I noticed
teapot.
It earlier, actually.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah. It's actually a bird's nest. It's for wrens, I think it is.
Is it?
And wrens are supposed to go in that hole and build a nest in there.
Okay.
And that's been up there for probably 6 years now.
I don't
and
see many wrens hovering.
Not a single wren has ever been anywhere near it. In fact, no bird has ever been near it.
No.
It just sits there on the thing, which is a shame. It's not the worst present I've had, because it's quite nice, but as a practical thing, didn't quite work.
I can remember being very ungracious about some presents, which is not the best thing, really. But I remember when my parents went away to France, and I would have been sort of mid-teens, and I stayed behind because I was doing O-levels or something, and they came back with some presents for me, and they'd come back with a record that was in French, you know, and I was very into music at the time, and it was probably some French musician, some sort of French warbler, a Charles Aznavour or something, and a pair of trousers, which my mum had chosen, you know, because again, you know, I was sort of into, you know, clothes at the time, and they were kind of tweed, but it was kind of like wearing something knitted from nettles, because they were incredibly prickly. I think I tried them all on once, and then, you know, and I just wish I hadn't been quite so ungracious. I wish I'd pretended to like them more than I did.
There was the famous Stilton and Cheese fiasco. Have I told you about the Stilton and Cheese fiasco?
No.
One year we bought for a family relative. I said, "Oh, this would be nice for a family relative." Marks and Spencer's were doing a little presentation box with a nice little wedge of Stilton and a bottle of port.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that's really, I like that. So bought it, wrapped it up, took it on Christmas morning. We exchanged presents, and the family relative exchanged a present slightly larger than ours that we handed over. We opened ours, and it was a presentation box of Stilton and port, but a much bigger size.
Oh dear.
And then they opened theirs,
well,
and it was from the same place, but obviously three times as small,
and of the
same thing. So we looked like real cheapskates.
Tell me, I don't want to disillusion any people listening in, but Santa Claus isn't real, is he? Oh God, have I disappointed you there? Oh Dave,
oh my God,
I wish I hadn't said that now. Oh, what a terrible error. No, he is, he's real.
He's got to be real.
He's a kindly old gentleman.
Yes.
But do you remember the thing on Christmas morning where you went, did you have your Christmas stocking on your bed?
On the bed, yes.
That's right,
it appeared while you were asleep, and suddenly there was this lumpy thing at the bottom of the bed that
you
could feel with your feet.
Yes, and it was usually the turd you'd done during the night.
It could well have been after a Christmas Eve the night before, especially when you got to your teenage years.
Yeah, but the excitement of waking up, and that actually was exciting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you worked your way through the bits that were actually in it, the book and the some sort of toy. I remember a transistor radio
was
in there once.
Satsuma at the bottom.
Satsuma and a walnut at the bottom.
And a walnut, that's right. But you see, my mum used to keep a Christmas book, so I knew what everybody was getting for Christmas, because I knew where she kept the book. So there were no surprises at Christmas. So again, I should have sort of denied myself there and you know, not looked in the Christmas book.
Of course, one of the other things about presents was that when I was on my teaching career, usually at the end of a school year, or end of the Christmas term and then the end of the school year, children would bring in presents for the teacher, which was fantastic. I love that. Sometimes you got things that there's no way you'd ever use at all,
like a jockey shoehorn.
You got the feeling that some child had said to their parent, "I've got to have a present for my teacher," and the parent would think, "Oh my goodness, what on earth are we going to give them?" And found something that someone had given them.
A teapot for a rent.
Could be a teapot for a rent, but it was often something you thought, well, thank you very much, that's going in a jumble sale.
Yeah.
You know, I remember a glass fish once that I had, multicoloured fish. I mean, it's the sort of thing that probably, you know, at that time in the 1970s was one of the ugliest things I'd ever seen. And now probably if you took it on Antiques Roadshow, they'd say, well, this was a special works by some glass artist, is worth £450 or something.
Yes.
Like that. But yeah, it disappeared. And of course, there were occasions when I was teaching in the middle of Birmingham where I would get presents from children at the end of the year, which were quite expensive. I mean, I remember a set of darts I had, which were really nice tungsten darts.
Mm-hmm.
The price tag was still on them.
Yeah.
They'd obviously never gone through a cash register, and the child had obviously
liberated them
from the shop. And it was a case of don't tell me, just, you know, take them and that's it.
Yeah.
But I did try over the years to drop hints well before that Sir liked wine.
A good one, yes.
And
that
worked quite a lot in there. Yeah, wine
or
beer.
Customers used to give me presents. I mean, I had a bottle of champagne and you know, some whiskey one.
Oh wow.
Like whiskey, but I mean, it's nice to get the bottle. I think my most epic fail with a present was giving some really nice, quite expensive Dorset biscuits to somebody who I then discovered was gluten intolerant.
Right, that's good.
That went down well.
Yeah.
But also in my family, we've had a tradition of giving terrible presents to me, deliberately. Mm. Do you remember you and I used to give each other terrible birthday cards, didn't we?
We did, yes. We used to find some that were quite, you know, totally inappropriate normally, weren't they?
But the best one, we used to have things like, I remember sort of a knitted doily that used to be given, you know, to the members of the family over and over again. And, you know, you didn't know who had it, and then they would pass it on to somebody else. And the one that we got in my family currently is it's called Quackers, and it's a duck made out of shells. It's sort of very
nice.
Badly glued together.
Nice.
And it started because I went actually with Ellen and Mandy to some sort of second-hand place, and I bought this because it was just so hideous. It made me laugh. It cost 50 pence. And later that day, I was meeting Joe's wife, Sam, because Joe was in India at the time, and Sam has a habit of choosing, you know, unusual things and sort of putting them on the wall. She likes sort of slightly, you know, strange, you know, found objecty things. And when I met, I gave her this and I said, take it back, and when Joe gets back from India, put it on the bedside table and say, look, Joe, I bought this. I love it, and see what he says. Of course, I mean, he saw through it immediately. But Quackers has been passed back and forth through the family now for about 15 years.
Wow, that's good, isn't
and
it?
The tradition actually is when you go to somebody else's house, you hide it.
Hide it, yeah.
So when we go over to Canada, it's hidden, and then some months later they find it, and then, you know, it comes back again.
Yes. Yeah. I do have a group of friends and, you know, present company included, who, having stayed at our house, managed to buy some presents for my wife.
Of course.
At a car boot sale.
It was a competition, wasn't it?
It was a competition. I think it was 10p, wasn't it? It was who could get
the worst present
for 10p to give to Lynn. And there were certain things that came, and where they are now, I don't know, because they certainly weren't on display for very long.
No.
But they had a certain cachet, shall
we
say.
They certainly did.
I mean, I do remember one previous marriage, one of the first Christmases I went to, I was suddenly informed that at Christmas dinner, the tradition was that you gave each other a small present at Christmas
mm-hmm.
dinner time,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't, our family didn't do that, and I didn't know about it. So it was a real, it was a really quick purchase from the shops, and not being particularly imaginative, I actually bought everybody the same thing, and wrapped it, and it became a bit of a joke, because after the first one was opened and someone said, oh, it's a Toblerone, that's lovely, thank you very much, the next person said, oh, it's another Toblerone, thank you very much
too.
By the time we got round the table, it was a case of, oh, guess what I've got.
Yeah,
it's a bloody Toblerone.
Yeah, not easy to disguise them either.
No,
probably knew from the shape.
Yeah, you could have said, looking at it was something that a technical drawing architect might use on his board, but
apart from that,
had to be a Toblerone, didn't it, really?
It did, exactly. I used to give sort of presents that I've been subsequently embarrassed about, because I remember going to stay with an aunt and taking her a bottle of Blue Nun. I was going for a meal, you know, and I was about sort of 17, I suppose, thinking, you know, it's quite sophisticated. Later discovered that she's a real wine buffer. I think she probably accepted it very graciously. Yes, I don't know if we drank it at the meal. Probably not. She just, you know, threw it away. But subsequently, I thought to myself, oh, God, you know, I really fouled up there.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about the going back to when I used to drop hints about wine, it didn't necessarily mean that children would bring me really quality of bottles of wine.
No,
in fact, some of the stuff that came, basically it was paint stripper. And you, again, I used to get a lot of stuff that included sometimes that would go into a jumble sale. Because I thought, well, I'm not going to have that, someone else can have that. And those sort of presents are the sort of presents that you... Should we say you offload somewhere?
Yes.
Hoping that it's not somewhere that the person who gave it to you, of course, appears. This is always the thing with duff presents, isn't it? You've got to be so careful, especially in this era of re-gifting.
Yes.
That you don't re-gift something to someone who gave it you in the first place.
I know.
Which is always a possibility.
Yeah.
Always a possibility.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, birthdays and Christmas are simpler now. Because there are fewer people to buy. People don't exchange presents as much, do
they?
No. Really?
Yeah. We tend to get very boring and say we'll have some theatre tokens, or we'll have some tokens for, you know, something that you can choose yourself then. Mm. I mean, I'll be honest, when I, even as a teenager, I was always excited to get like W.H. Smith tokens.
Mm.
Because it meant that come January the 1st, I could go in, there'd be sales on, and I could buy all the sort of stationery and notebooks and stuff that I wouldn't normally go out and buy, but I wanted. And it always felt like you weren't paying for it then, didn't it? It was like, this is a gift.
But also, I mean, you know, Christmas would come and you would ask for an album or a book or something.
Yes.
Nowadays, you don't, do you? Because you don't actually need that anymore. So that's a shame. You know, you can't, you don't have that thing to look forward to.
No.
If you want an album, you download it, or, you know.
Yes.
The book, you just go on Amazon. Need to think 2 months in advance, what am I going to get for Christmas?
No. And I suppose, you know, the equivalent these days is an Amazon token.
Yes.
Or I suppose you can get Spotify tokens, I don't know.
I imagine so. Maybe.
You know, and then, so if you are, certainly with Amazon, you can just get whatever you like from all the books you want, all the
You can
records,
listen
you
to know. A podcast.
You can listen to a podcast, yes.
And what better thing to do?
What better thing to do? And, just to let people know that, you know, our podcasts are always available on all the most popular podcast sites.
Absolutely.
And there may now even be a subscription button or a donation button, where if anybody feels that they've been entertained well enough and would like to make some sort of donation to fund, shall we say, probably better record equipment or something like that, then
and possibly coming soon some exclusive content.
Indeed, we've decided that we've probably almost exhausted our wish I hadn't.
Yep.
And
we hadn't done all
the wish we hadn't. Yeah. But but we are getting to a point where we feel that we might do something a little bit different. And even under the umbrella of I wish I hadn't, it may well be us discussing music, books, films, etc.
We will just be the I wish I hadn't guys.
The I wish I hadn't guys. Yes. Now, we haven't actually invited a genie in for this one, have we?
We haven't, have we? No.
Just wondering, I mean, I think really with presents that you wish you hadn't bought, most of those could be certainly got rid of by the genie. And some of the ones you've received, I mean, I do wish that table tennis set had been a little more sturdy for a start off. If the genie could mend it a bit better than I did.
I think the genie's going to be going home with a rubbish table tennis set and a jockey shoehorn. Do genies wear shoes? Who knows?
Well, those ones with the turned up pointed toes on them, I think.
You don't need a shoehorn for them, do you?
Absolutely not, no.
So thank you, genie.
Thank you, genie.
Glad to have got rid of it.
Yeah, and we will see you next time.
Yeah.
Maybe for an I Wish I Hadn't, or maybe just for a general chat about something.
Exactly.